If I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we are now joined by the Push Pull Award winner for Saturday's 65th Annual Toyota Owners 400, and that's Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Mobile 1 Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. We're going to open up the floor to questions. We're going to start here with Randy Hallman, and then we'll go to Reed.
Kevin, last year this time you were already like the biggest of the big three. You think maybe you've gotten to the point where you're going to get that little extra and get back in victory lane?
Not sure. We're doing all we can.
Okay. Reed?
I had a similar thought there. I mean, do you feel like with the speed you showed last week at Bristol and today that you guys have turned the corner to some extent?
We haven't raced yet, so we'll find out tomorrow.
Goodness, Claire?
How about we talk about the pole?
Good idea.
Talk about the qualifying and what led to your feeling that you guys nailed the pole.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, all three rounds went really good. We had a good race practice. For a 30-lap run there at the beginning of practice, and then obviously it rained out the second practice. But they did a good job with the car, and I didn't really know if the second lap wound up being our fastest lap, and I just overdrove the car probably the second and third lap. The first lap was probably the smoothest lap for me, and just felt like I needed to roll a little more speed and wound up rolling too much speed, and then it wound up being too much brake. But, the car's definitely had a little bit of fall-off from a time standpoint. So, I think, it was really just managing the fall off and just trying to be consistent with the laps. But stickers were definitely faster in the first round than they were second and third round.
Go next to John and then to Davey.
Did you like doing the 5 minutes per round?
I just race by whatever they tell me that we're supposed to do. So,
are you okay with, like, you can't really do more than one run per round, like that's okay by you?
It doesn't really matter if it's okay by me or not. I don't make the rules.
Come up front here to Davey.
Did you feel a different sense of urgency with this new format at all?
It was really just more congestion. And I think when you come to a place like this, with everybody running 3 and 4 laps, it's hard to get 40 cars going in the first round, or however many cars are here. I don't know how many cars are here, but 35, 40, whatever it is, going in the first round to run 3 or 4 laps. So, you run into traffic and it becomes more congested than it probably needs to be in the first round. Second, third rounds were fine.
With second practice being washed out, were you guys able to learn enough, you think, that will translate to the race on race conditions wise with your car?
I hope so. We'll find out tomorrow. I think as you look at this place, this is really one of those places where you kind of have to go off of what happened last time. New tires, so you don't really know exactly what the cars are going to do deep into runs as far as, how bad are they going to push? Are they going to get looser? What condition are you actually going to get fighting? And we wind up guessing a number of times when they wind up changing the tires like this, because you really don't know what to anticipate. A lot of the changes that you see in the sport, once we get done changing all the rules on the cars, or come from a consistent standpoint, come from Goodyear because of the fact that they change the tires all the time, from a compound and construction sidewalls. And this is one of the places they change them a lot. So really don't know exactly what you're shooting for. So you kind of go off of past knowledge of what you think you need to do with the car from a balance standpoint, and then we'll just have to race and go from there. But you really don't know until we get, 50, 60 laps into that first run, and hopefully you have an idea of where to go, and it's not so bad that you can't adjust on your car.
Any additional questions for Kevin Harvick? Dustin?
You're late, Bob. Oh, he's going to take the first one.
No, not here.
You want to bet?
Well, maybe he will. Last year he did.
But don't worry about last year. I already told 2 or 3 of them not to worry about last year. It's over.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. With what you were talking about, kind of the uncertainties, and there's only so much you can do in looking ahead. When you look to Talladega because of the uncertainties with the different package.
I'm at Richmond. I have no comment on Talladega.
I was just going to ask, how does somebody prepare for, I guess,
no
an unknown?
I have no idea. Just show up and see where how it develops. I mean, that's really all you can do is show up for a weekend and see how it develops and go from there. But right now we're just worried about Richmond.
Well, Kevin, we look forward to see how it develops tomorrow night.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.